Craig Lamanon, spokesperson for the South African Whale Disentanglement Network. Wednesday, the 3rd of July. A whale assisted in a disentanglement operation and ongoing efforts, Hermanus. On Friday, the 28th of June, the South African Whale Disentanglement Network were alerted to a whale appearing to be in distress, entangled in what appeared to be fishing line, offshore in the Walker Bay area, Hermanus. The local whale charter vessel Maroshka reported that they were monitoring the whale from a safe distance. The whale was entangled in what appeared to be fishing line around the tail. Maroshka remained on the scene, maintaining a visual and maintaining the coordinates of the whale's location. NSRI Hermanus Rescue Craft Rescue 17 Alpha Leonard Smith was launched at 0900 hours 37, accompanied by trained South African Whale Disentanglement Network NSRI crew carrying the sword and specialized cutting equipment. On arrival on the scene, the skipper and crew of Maroshka were thanked for their vigilance and they continued on their voyage. It was found that the juvenile southern right whale, about 8 to 9 meters in length, had a large amount of tuna monofilament long line entangled around its tail, flukes, and caudal peduncle. It was evident that the line had embedded into the flesh and the cutting free of the line was urgent. It is unclear at present if the tuna monofilament long line is local or foreign. This will be investigated in cooperation with the Department of the Environment. Cautiously approaching the whale in a number of efforts to cut the fishing long line off the tail, the flukes and the caudal peduncle, it was managed using the specialized cutting equipment to get a majority of the line cut free. The line had embedded into the whale, indicating it has most likely had the entanglement for quite some time. But because of the complexity of the cutting the line free, unfortunately, there was considerable damage sustained to the sword and specialized cutting equipment. However, once the whale appeared to have greater maneuverability, having been freed of a large section of the tuna monofilament long line, the whale dived beneath the surface and was not seen again, despite NSRI searching the area, hoping that the whale resurfaced. Later in the day, the local whale charter vessel Umnati reported coming across what appeared to be the same whale in the same vicinity. The skipper and crew of Umnati were thanked. The NSRI Hermanus duty crew launched the NSRI Rescue Craft Rescue 17 Alpha Leonard Smith, and on reaching the area, it was found that this was the same whale, but moving along more freely, but still with the tuna monofilament long line coiled around the tail, or the remaining of that line coiled around the tail, the flukes and the caudal peduncle, and some of that line was still embedded. Again, the Sorden and NSRI crew set to work using the specialized cutting equipment, cautiously cutting free the long line. It's estimated that at least 90% of the remaining line was cut free. It appeared that the more or less 10% of the line left behind had loosened considerably. But again, the whale dived underwater and was not seen again on Friday. All of the line that was cut free on both occasions was recovered for disposal. Over the weekend, NSRI Hermanus, the local NSRI Coast Watchers, and Whale Coast Watcher group kept a lookout for the whale. On Sunday, the 30th of June, a whale was spotted offshore of Sunpie. It was suspected this to be the same whale, and the local Coast Watcher group reported the whale to be moving freely, but appeared to still have some line entangled around the tail. On Tuesday, the 2nd of July, Coast Watchers again spotted what was believed to be the same whale offshore of Walker Bay and moving in the direction of Gaanspie. The NSRI Rescue Craft Rescue 17 Alpha Leonard Smith was launched. The whale was caught up with offshore of Danger Point, and this was confirmed to be the same whale. However, sea conditions with heavy sea swells were not conducive to attempting to get that last bit of line cut free off the whale. A Sorden craft had also launched to join NSRI on the scene, but it was decided for all resources to stand down due to the unfavorable sea conditions. The line left behind, however, does appear to be loose and the whale is moving freely. We are continuing to monitor to see if the opportunity arises to get the last bit of line off the whale. If the same whale gets spotted, a determination will be made if any further assistance is required. NSRI and Sorden commend the local Coast Watcher community and the whale watching boats for their vigilance and for their assistance.